On the 4th of March, a forensic report was released related to the drowning of Parktown Boys High School student Enoch Mpianzi.
My name is Peter Harris. I'm from the law firm Harris Newman Molabatsi. We were requested to conduct a forensic investigation into the circumstances and facts that led to the tragic death of Enoch Mpianzi.
13-year-old Mpianzi died at the Nyati Bush Riverbreak Lodge near Brits during a school orientation camp in January. The report revealed in unnerving detail the severe distress that the schoolboys were in while taking part in a rafting activity at the camp. Please note that the following segments are not for sensitive listeners and should be consumed with care.
One of two boys who are strong swimmers, as soon as they get into the river, they realize they're in trouble and they panic and they manage to swim to get up there. The vast majority get carried downstream, and a number of them cling to the reeds, and about 15 of them end up on this island in the middle of the river. Mr. Williams, the headmaster, after having stopped the exercise, but it's too late, runs down and sees some boys there who have formed a human chain to extract people from the island. And he starts to organize a rescue effort to get those boys from the island. When we said to him, did you think there was risk? He said, yes, there was risk. That's why I stayed, to try and rescue the boys.
The boys entered a tumultuous section of the Crocodile River without life jackets as part of a rafting activity. Soon after entering the river, the homemade rafts began to disintegrate, leaving the boys to the mercy of the current.
One learner says, we passed a motor, and from then on everybody's raft from each group broke apart, so everyone was everywhere in the water. I asked one of the instructors to help us because boys needed assistance from them. They didn't respond. After the rafts broke, the two boys were on top of me trying to save themselves, and I was drowning under the water. When I got up, two boys needed help because they didn't know how to swim. I managed to push one out of the checkpoint, but others kept on passing and the water current was too powerful. This was a boy who didn't get into the river because he couldn't swim. I walked further and the current got faster, and the boys in my group seemed to be panicking to get back to land. There were two facilitators and some boys helping the boys get back to the land. The water was flowing pretty quickly, so it was hard for them to get to the bank. They bailed in the raft, and the facilitators and the boys were holding on bamboo sticks.
Despite Harris painting a horrific picture of the scene, he says that the Nyati Bush River Break Lodge manager, Anton Kutzer, and the teachers supervising the activity did not seem to acknowledge the danger.
When it was put to him whether he had things under control, he said, we had things absolutely under control. We said to him, but you couldn't have had things under control. Someone died. He said, we had things under control. When we asked him about the life jackets, he said, we keep life jackets for tubing, not this activity. When we asked him if he knew anything about the children being rescued from the islands, he said, I don't know about islands. The version of the educators was that when they looked at the children or the youngsters in the water, they thought everything was under control. We asked them if they thought they should have been wearing life jackets. They all said no. I'm not talking about the headmaster now, I'm talking about the seven educators. They said no, they didn't think they should have been wearing life jackets. We said they looked like they were in distress. They said no, looked fine. So the version given by the camp of what took place, in our view, is a disgraceful falsity. Our finding is that they should quite clearly have been issued life jackets. When we put that to Mr. Knutzer of the camp, he said, we only issue life jackets for people that go down the river. And because this took place in shallow water, we didn't think that they should have life jackets. But we know that it didn't take place in shallow water. We know it took place in the river. And they weren't issued with life jackets. And we asked him how many life jackets he had at the camp. He said 12. Now, there were 204 learners.
Harris also announced the report's findings. The report found fault with the school principal, the supervising teachers, and the SGB for negligence, for not having anticipated the danger and stopping the activity, having lost the correct roll call list for students, which delayed searches, and for not having gotten the trip properly cleared through the correct channels. The report further found that the Nyati Bush and River Break Lodge was extremely negligent and reckless, and recommended that it be held responsible. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.